as a city leader, how do you bring together your community in this time of tragedy?
Well, my role focuses just an awful lot on our city staff, especially at this time. And while we have about 73 full-time employees, it might seem to people like maybe our departments don't interact a lot, and they don't necessarily do that on a daily basis, but we have a very close-knit group of city employees. And as we learned last August, when we have tragedy in one department, it affects all of them. And they want to help however they can. And they were so wonderful last August to pitch in, do whatever they needed to do to help us get through that. And just with offers to come in early, to stay late, to do whatever they could to help out in various ways.
So do you expect the same this time around then?
I would anticipate the exact same response from our city employees. A little bit different situation, having been through this once before, because you really can't imagine that this would ever happen to us one time, much less to have it happen a second time in 7 months. That's just unbelievable that that would be the case. And right now we don't have any definitive plans, but we are visiting with departments because we've certainly got plenty of people ready to respond when we know what's needed of us. And I think the response will be just as good as it was last August from our employees.
Well, that's fantastic. And what, you know, I grew up in a small town, and you know, they're just like with major cities, small towns have great things about them and they have drawbacks. But two of the things I stand behind are small towns have quite the charm, and they know how to come together in times of tragedy. So that's what's so great, I think, about small towns.
I think the challenge for our employees has been that despite a tragedy, the world keeps turning, and we have some tasks that we just absolutely have to get done because the community counts on us to do them. And in fact, we've had some discussions already today with various employees when, you know, we've got some tasks we need to get done, but if you need some downtime, you need to just stop and collect your thoughts, take the time to do that by all means, because if we don't take care of working through this process as individuals, we are not going to do a very good job in responding to the needs of the city as we work through this.
That's a good point you bring up, and I'm going to tag onto that by asking, you know, what kinds of things do you do within the police department then, since they are city employees, to make sure that they're taken care of during these times? Other than what you just said, is there anything else you want to add, anything specific?
Well, we make sure that they have access to the professional expertise that is essential when somebody has been through a traumatic situation. And we believe that is a very important part of the healing process, that that we do provide that to them. And we have some outside groups here that are helping us. One is a group of law enforcement officials that help to work through this. They take care of providing assistance when it comes to funerals. They did last August. And as I said, we don't have any plans yet, so we don't know what will be required of us for this. But it is so helpful to have people come in who have expertise in these areas, and we can kind of have a little bit of opportunity to have some downtime away from our regular tasks that need to be done.
Sure. So with the victims being city employees, have you interacted with them whatsoever?
I've had a chance to visit with one, and I hope to visit with another one tomorrow. But just kind of taking the time, because I know they've got families, and try to be sensitive to that, to not intrude on those times.
Sure. Do you know if the victim who was killed has family in Clinton whatsoever?
And you're speaking about Officer Morton?
Yes.
As I understand, his family is traveling here. So we would anticipate that they will arrive in Clinton probably later today, if not tomorrow morning. I'm not acquainted with them, so that's okay. Going to be a difficult process.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have to meet with them? I mean, is that...
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Okay. We rely on the police department to assist with that. They have the rapport. Had that with the officer, and we just think that they are probably the ones best suited to do that. And they do a wonderful job. They're a very caring group.